Unit 8, page 41. Listen to the radio program.
Welcome to Popular Science Talk. Today we are talking to Jack Lerner, who has reviewed some of the past year's best innovations and is here to tell us about them. Good afternoon, Jack. What do you have for us today?
Good afternoon, Deborah. Well, to tell you the truth, I had some difficulty in choosing which of the year's innovations to talk about on today's program, since there have been so many new and exciting technological developments over this past year. I finally settled on four innovations that have some interesting potential to enhance and improve our lives.
We're ready. Enlighten us. What's first?
Well, here's an invention that might remind some of our listeners of George Orwell's Big Brother, the guy who was always watching us, a small, personal video network camera. You can place a cordless camera anywhere and watch video in real time on the internet. It takes about a minute to install, and there is no complicated downloading required. The battery lasts for a year, so you don't have to recharge it. It's always working. Imagine all the good ways in which it can be used. You can keep an eye on your old parents who live alone to make sure they are okay. You can ensure that your babysitter is treating your child well. Or you can make sure that a hospitalized loved one is being adequately cared for. On the other hand, imagine the possible diabolical uses of this invention. Employers spying on workers and parents spying on kids become as simple as logging on to the internet. We need to realize that we might, at any time, be under observation.
I'm not sure I like the idea of being watched and not being aware of it. It seems like a terrible violation of my privacy.
Well, that's technology for you. Ultimately, people are responsible for how we use new technology, and the developments are only as good as the people who use them.
Right. What else made your short list for this year's innovations?
Okay, well, here's an update of an old invention. The 190-year-old stethoscope, that familiar device that hangs around every doctor's neck. The new stethoscope sends sounds to a doctor's personal computer, and the doctor can see a picture on the screen and hear the sounds. They can get a much clearer picture of heart problems. This new stethoscope can save billions of dollars in unnecessary tests and doctor's visits every year and help discover heart problems accurately and quickly.
What a great invention!
Yes, I think we can agree on that, although it's not cheap. The electronic stethoscope costs $765, about 10 times the price of a good, regular stethoscope. The price will come down over time, I'm sure.
What else do you have for us today?
Okay, next on my list is an Israeli invention. Israeli scientists have figured out how to use cell phone towers to predict floods more than an hour in advance. The towers measure the amount of moisture in the air, which causes changes in the radio waves and microwaves around the towers.
Israelis always seem unprepared for heavy rain, so this might really be useful.
Yes, and soon it will be sold to other countries to predict floods everywhere. The last innovation that I want to tell you about today is really unusual. It's called a helmet for happiness, and it's supposed to help people who suffer from depression. It looks like a chair connected to a helmet. In an experiment, people sat in the chair and put on the helmet for 40 minutes every day for 30 days. After 30 days, half of the people in the experiment felt much better. One-third of the people claimed to be completely cured of their depression.
Oh, come on. This sounds like science fiction. Tell me you're really serious.
I am dead serious. The invention has already received FDA approval. The hitch is that it costs $6,000 for the 4-week treatment.
If I were depressed, hearing this would make it even worse.
Well, depression is a serious illness, and cures always start out expensive to cover the costs of development. Let's hope that the cost of this treatment comes down too.
You've given us lots to think about. Thanks for talking to us today. That was Jack Lerner talking to Popular Science Talk. Join us again next week for another look at modern science.